This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
An 8,500-hectare swath of land in Halliburton County, recently nominated to become a conservation area of interest, has become the subject of weeks of unfounded rumors on social media and the spread of inaccurate information that the Halliburton Highlands Land Trust is busy trying to combat. Land Trust officials are using it as an opportunity to explain what the organization does and why it exists. Several weeks ago, local Facebook users were quick to share a post about the Milburn Kendrick Conservation Reserve from a Wilberforce resident who said the creation of the conservation area would mean no one could hunt, trap, or use the trails for snowmobiling or riding all-terrain vehicles. He also spread rumors that private land could be taken from property owners. To clear up the confusion and correct the misinformation, Canoe FM spoke with Sheila Zyman, volunteer founding member and director of the Halliburton Highlands Land Trust. Zyman says the organization, like 40 other land trusts in Ontario, is focused on protecting significant and fragile land that wildlife depends on. The proposed Milburn Kendrick Conservation Reserve represents only 8% of the larger 100,000-acre Highlands Corridor, which connects three provincial parks. Zyman says research from both public observations and those from government ministries have discovered the Milburn Kendrick area is home to significant flora and fauna. It's a lengthy process that will take years to finalize, and the public will be invited to share their thoughts throughout it.
All land trusts work to protect ecologically significant lands and waters. And one of the ways they do it is to acquire properties by donation or by purchase, right? But ecologically sensitive properties. We're only interested in the Milburn Kendrick area of interest. It's 8,500 hectares. The Highlands Corridor is a concept. It's not a legal regulation. It's not like the Green Belt. So it's to protect the corridor, which includes Crown land and private land. The only thing we're looking at is the Milburn Kendrick area of interest, 8,500 hectares. It is a very long process that is controlled by the government. So what we did is we nominated this area to be designated as a conservation reserve, the 8,500 hectares, only just that area. The staff of the Ministry of the Environment, the staff of the MNR looked at it, you know, thought we did an amazing job of evidence-based research to support the sensitivity of the area. And then what happens is the next step is that they recommend it to the ministers for designation as a conservation reserve. There is a process, like it has to first of all be recommended for consideration. So that's the wording. It's recommended for consideration as a conservation reserve. Once that process starts, it can take 4 or 5 years. And there's a whole public consultation piece in it where the public can speak their minds. ATV Association can speak their minds. The Land Trust can speak. We're equal. We're equal stakeholders. We have equal opportunity to speak out in any public consultation process. So it's a big, long process with many steps, and it doesn't happen overnight.
Once established, Zyman says the Milburn Kendrick Conservation Reserve will still allow hunting, trapping, and full use of the trails by snowmobiles and ATVs. Zyman says much of the controversy the Land Trust has faced has come from fear and inaccuracies shared on social media channels. While she understands what motivated the pushback, the Land Trust is trying to protect and preserve a vital wildlife connection corridor.
We could have asked for a designation of a provincial park, but we didn't. We did not want to have the government designated as a provincial park, because in a provincial park, yes, there are no ATVs allowed and no hunting. But we recognize that heritage and outdoor activities are really, really important to this community. And so that's why we chose to nominate it as a conservation reserve, because we knew in a conservation reserve, hunting was allowed. ATV on existing trails was allowed. So they were just afraid of this. Conservation reserves can only be designated on Crown land, not on private land. There's not a stitch, not 1 millimeter of private land in the area that we're calling Milburn Kendrick area of interest.
The Halliburton Highlands Land Trust was started in 2005, and in its 20 years has acquired six properties that amount to 1,300 acres. Two of them are now well-loved conservation areas like the Dahl Forest and the Barnum Creek Nature Reserve. The Land Trust has already received endorsements from the Bancroft Minden Forestry Company and the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters for the creation of the Conservation Reserve. The County of Halliburton is holding a public meeting about the Milburn-Kendrick Conservation Reserve on March 26th at 9:30 a.m. The Land Trust will make a presentation followed by members of the public. The meeting takes place at the Lloyd Watson Memorial Community Center, 2249 Loop Road, Wilberforce. County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.